Good morning. It's nice to be back. The trouble is, there are fewer and fewer familiar faces every time I come back. But that's good. Let's pray. Gracious Father, bless us by the presence of your Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The will of God. It's interesting to note that Jesus said that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my heavenly Father. Jesus told the story of two men that built houses. One on rock, one on sand, and the difference it made. The houses may have been identical, but the foundation is what made the difference. One on rock, one on sand. When it comes to judgment, God is very fair. All of us will be judged by our works. If you read the book of Revelation, you'll find that to be the case. The difference is that there are two books from which God will judge us. One is called the Book of Life. It contains the names and works of all those that have believed in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and the works of these believers in Jesus. These are seen through the will of God, not through selfish, unregenerated hearts from which people normally perform their good deeds, even though they may not realize it. When a person comes to the Lord, his or her reason for being changes. He or she wants to please God, not self, and so normally is more conscious of doing what pleases the Lord. Jesus is not saying here that a person gets into heaven by doing good at all. He is pointing out that it is the foundation that provides for good works that makes all the difference. When was the last time you thought about the will of God for your life or for a particular matter as a believer? The whole idea that God would even have a will has gotten lost in the dust of, destroyed by, or mocked by a world system that has no time for such matters. It doesn't fit well into iPods, smartphones, texting, and Androids. To begin with, to know God's will takes time. This world is in a hurry, and God is not. There is a movement in Christianity that's gaining popularity, especially among the young, called Independent Network Christianity, that promises direct access to God by special prophets and emotional experiences. It eliminates boring sermons or time-consuming Bible studies, and it also eliminates time to know the will of God. Perhaps the only poem that William Longstaff ever wrote was entitled, Take Time to Be Holy. You may not be aware of it, but your happiness is related to your holiness. But who has time to figure out what it means to be holy? To begin with, Jesus is a puzzle to many people. We can talk theology and discuss the fact that he was both God and man. What is most meaningful to most people is that he was a man, according to the Nicene Creed. But more importantly, that he was a man completely committed to the will of God. He was so committed that when he was faced to the cross, he said to God, "Not my will, but yours." He allowed himself to be crucified on a cross, one of the most horrific kinds of death, because he knew it was the will of God for him, and he acceded to that will. That's what makes him most relevant to our faith. If it were not possible to be completely committed to God's will, God would be asking us to do the impossible. God doesn't play games with us, nor toy with us. However, sometimes we must wait to see the outcome of doing his will, because it may seem contrary to all that is currently happening at the moment. Let me illustrate from personal experience. Many years ago, and some of you will remember this, I was asked to run for school board because of issues at the time. So I prayed long and hard, and it appeared that I was to run. And it was confirmed by the fact that the session okayed my running as a pastor. I felt that it was God's will. As you may know, the school board members run on both tickets. It turned out at the time that my position on the Republican ballot was way down at the bottom. Not good. And it was first on the Democrat ballot. Not good. Because you see, at the time, this was purely a Republican area. And my opponent was very popular. As it turned out, the Democrats won. But I had some anxious moments, and I said to God, "What are you doing to me?" The Lord knew exactly what he was doing. God knew that the Democrats were going to win that election. And he placed my name first on the Democrat ballot. I had no idea what was going on. And I questioned God's will for me. But he knew exactly what was going to happen. Jesus expressed the fact that he came to do his Father's will in John 6:38-40. He said, "I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me." In what we call the Lord's Prayer, he prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The truth is that the life of a Christian, one who has accepted Jesus as personal Lord and Savior from sin, is to be lived out carefully. The Apostle Paul says, "Because the days are evil, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is," in Ephesians 5:15-20. And in the 12th chapter of Romans, Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect." The Apostle James as well encouraged us to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that, so that our daily lives become wholly dependent on God's will rather than our own. There are many devices in a man's heart, the Proverbs writer wrote long ago, but he continued, nevertheless, the counsels of the Lord shall stand. A very specific directive of the Apostle Paul, leaving no doubt in one's mind and pointing out in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Apparently, that was an issue at the time, and it still is in our day. Time is necessary to discover the will of God, for it should involve Bible study. Prayer is important because it's a directive of the Apostle Paul. Pray without ceasing is not a casual recommendation. Patience may well be involved in a world that says, hurry up. I've found that I may be in a hurry, but God is dealing in eternity, not in time. Realization. I always felt my will was strong, without a clue that I was wrong. But time and trials tested me and proved my strength mere fantasy. The flesh, deceiver of the will, has left a void it cannot fill, an ounce of strength it cannot feign. As to the Father prayed his Son, so I, not mine, your will be done. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, our world is so full of a number of things that we have so little time to discover your will. I pray that we may take that time. In Jesus' name, amen.